Everybody, welcome back to Inside the Genie's Lamp. For this one, we're going to be running through something that I had before. Stop restricting and start building. Main reason I want to be running through this one is because of, first off, the amount of people that are on social media, the amount of shirtless fuckwits that are in grocery stores that are telling you this is bad, this is evil, this is why you're dying. Particularly, is propaganda the right word? The propaganda against oatmeal is crazy right now. The fact that it is one of the most satiating breakfasts out there, keeps you full for longer. You can add heaps of stuff to it. You can add protein and berries and all this extra healthy shit to it. It's a classic staple of breakfast food. And the amount of social media shit that's out there at the moment that is basically don't eat this because it's evil or it's poison or this or that. Or even the people every so often that grab magnets and they just run it through their cereal bags and they go, look at all of these iron shavings and this and that. And they go, look how awful this is. Minerals. We need minerals in our body. And the ironic thing about the people that are basically pushing, hey, eat whole foods and this and that, they often have MLM or affiliate links saying, buy my supplements. So eat whole foods and all that, completely agree with it. But when you're scaring and fear-mongering people to not eat something that is completely healthy for you, and then you redirect people into, well, if you're not getting this now because you're nutrient deficient, you should probably use my supplements, and that's why I sell them, to make sure that you have a holistic, that's my favorite word that they always end up using. My dog food is holistic. My cat food, the one that we used to get, is holistic. Fucking yoga is holistic. Personal training, holistic. Everything these days is seemingly holistic. Because then it goes, even if I just did bicep curls, if I was a personal trainer that only did bicep curls, I could call them holistic. Because when you do bicep curls, yes, you're going to get stimulus to your bicep. That's going to grow. But you getting to the gym is also going to make you feel mentally tougher, which means that it's taking now a mental approach. You're also going to get more confident from having bigger biceps. So therefore, it's a holistic approach. That can also affect your lifestyle because you may be having to get up a little bit earlier. You're having to prioritize yourself. You're having to set some boundaries. You're becoming more confident. You're becoming this and that. And then, because you're a little bit more confident, you, not that I'm telling you to do this, because I'm only telling you to do bicep curls, you might end up deciding to read a book, go to bed a bit earlier. You might decide to stop eating as much junk food and go, hey, I wonder how big I can get my biceps. So by just doing bicep curls, I can call them holistic. It has nothing to do with the fact that just bicep curls are holistic, but I can bullshit my way around how they can be holistic for you. Like I said, my dog food, my cat food, everything that I see online is holistic. So that word has lost all meaning for the fact that it takes into account everything. Does it really? I don't think everybody is. I think they just go, well, this does more than one thing, so it must be holistic. Or they go, mental health, holistic. It's like, wow, cool. Got the mental health game in there. Good work. What does it do for mental health? Oh, yeah, does things. It does stuff for sure. It's holistic. It's calming. That's why. Crystals. And they don't often know exactly what they're preaching about. But if you see these shirtless fuckwits on social media, in the grocery stores, or just anyone in the grocery store and filming, 99.9% of the time, you can tell that it's going to be some sort of fear-mongering tactic to get you to not eat something very particular, to then potentially cause, I'm not saying this is what they do, but I'm just saying, you know, a theory that could be out there that exists is potentially, if it were a movie of some sorts, intentionally creating deficiencies that then get solved by them selling the products or supplements or nutrition in order to address that deficiency that they're fear-mongering around this particular product. To say, for example, don't have oatmeal. And then, oh my God, you're not getting carbs or this or that or whatever it's going to be. Now you're feeling very low energy and brain fog in the morning because of whatever. You need to be having my supplement here that can increase your energy in the morning, that can act on the brain fucking sensors and all of these fun things that go off. Creating a deficiency so that they can solve it to make money. That's really what I see when people are in the grocery store. And then they go, oh, link in bio for all of this stuff. That's what I see. The classic propaganda of like, oh, don't do all this shit. That is the long-winded way of saying everything, high majority of things, not everything, but a high majority of things that you see on social media these days are really fear-mongering you to not take particular things. And then when you want to improve your life, instead of looking at things that you can add into your life to make it better, to be more positive, to start reaching your goals, most people look at what they have to take away. When they start looking at their life or just everything about their health, instead of focusing on, okay, well, I might go to the gym, start doing some strength training. I might see if I can get more protein. Instead of taking that sort of route of thinking of, could I potentially add some extra things in here to, as I'm just closing everything on my computer, Jesus Christ, could I start adding more things into my life that I could start seeing benefits from? Instead, they go, what can I take out of my life to start seeing benefits from? The crappy thing with that is after a fair amount of time, particularly if we're talking about weight loss, because that's 95 plus percent of people that end up working with me. If we're talking about just seeing weight loss, then one of the things that we see is people constantly trying to restrict. And if you have that mindset that you've adapted from the grocery store charlatans, if you've picked that up, you're going to constantly look at your life and your lifestyle and your nutrition and everything to be like, what can I, in terms of calories, what can I burn or what burns the most? In terms of nutritional or just nutrition selections or your diet, you're going to look at things to take out. When it gets to the point that you've got almost nothing left in your diet, then it starts to become, oh shit, what do I add in? Not really wanting to add anything else in because I heard from this person that I shouldn't be having fruits and veggies, and then this person over here said that I shouldn't be having oats. This other person over here said that I can only absorb 30 grams of protein per meal, so I should be having small snacks through the day. But because I'm a shift worker or because I'm incredibly busy, I don't have time to have 6, 7, 8 meals through the day with only 30 grams of protein. I'm lucky if I have 3. I know that I can get 2, but I'm lucky if I get 3. So then it becomes you trying to fit into the box of everything else that everyone else has said to do based on their individual philosophies. You're trying to fit into 9 different boxes and trying to turn it into a single box, and you go, yep, this is everything I'm trying to do. It's no wonder that you become so overwhelmed and burnt out trying to improve your health when you're looking at taking everything away, but then also trying to fit into 9 different boxes from 9 different individuals that have different training styles, modalities, and philosophies of this is what works for me. My favorite thing that is going around at the moment is not only how the oats are the most evil thing in the world. I don't know how that even started, but anyway, seed oils is making the rounds. And I feel like it's going to make the rounds for a while because it's such a minute thing to change that it sounds fancy. They're going to do fuck all. First of all, if they're in your diet or out of your diet, they're going to do absolutely fuck all unless you start focusing on them to the point where everyone that is focusing on them to be like, when I got rid of seed oils, my life improved. If you start looking at them that obsessively to the point where you might have a mental illness with your nutrition, then yeah, they're probably going to make a bit of a difference because they are the only thing that you are focusing on. I have never once focused on including or restricting seed oils in my life. And I am in the best shape of my life, which is crazy to say, because they make the exact same claim by saying, all I did was restrict seed oils and I'm in the best shape of my life. Yet when I say it, it doesn't land as much because I go, I've done next to fucking nothing other than continuously strength train because it makes my brain feel good. And recently, I've started doing that with a bit more intensity and started snacking a bit less. And I'm in the best shape of my life. But that sounds boring as shit. But if I say, get rid of this particular seed oil because it's damaging your this, that is going to spread like fucking wildfire. And I know that I spoke about this in the previous podcast as well. But I'm just doing this to let you know the amount of restriction bullshit that is out there at the moment. You don't have to buy into any of it. The 9 boxes that I was talking about before, where you're trying to fit into 9 different individuals of modalities, philosophies, and all that stuff, you can make your own box. You can make your own lifestyle based on, for example, those 9 people and their philosophies and modalities. You don't have to take them as law. You don't have to take them as that's what it must be and that is true. everything that you see on social media, like even my podcast, even my content, all this shit that I do, take it with a bag of salt, because it might not be for you. It may not work for you. It works for the majority of general populace. But at the same time, I've worked with people with a whole bunch of different medical issues where I go, general advice. And they go, fantastic, that doesn't work for me. We have a chat, they end up signing up, and then we go, okay, yeah, you know what? That doesn't work for you because of A, B, and C. So let's do D, E, F instead and see what happens. We end up doing all of that. And guess what? It works. Because, I mean, A, everything through my philosophy is hyper-personalized to the person. But there's no come in, it must be this template because this works and this and that. Which is what I'm trying to get across to the fucking world. Is you can make your own life, your own lifestyle, your own workout plan, your own nutrition, your own everything. As long as it works for you. As long as you're happy. If you're seeing results and you're happy, I don't give a fuck what it looks like. I don't care what it is. But all of that comes from, what can we add in? What can we do? It's not, okay, we need to take out this. You got to stop doing this. You're going to have to avoid doing this. We don't immediately come in and say, we're not doing any of that. The analogy that I always use for transformation clients is going bowling with bumpers. If you're terrible at bowling, like myself, the first thing that I do is tell my clients, if you're bowling, maybe hitting one or two pins, maybe a gutter ball every so often, what we're going to do is just put up the bumpers so that no matter what you do, the ball's getting to the end and there's a 90% or higher, because sometimes it slips in between that weird little V thing in the bumper and it misses. I've done that more than a few times, and it slips in and it just fucking misses everything. Nothing more embarrassing than getting a gutter ball with the bumpers up, let me tell you. All these memories are flooding back to me now of how bad I am. But anyway, I want to put, metaphorically, I want to put your bumpers up so that you go bowling, whether it's workouts, nutrition, whatever, particularly mindset. Put the bumpers up so that no matter what happens, you can't fail. And you just keep moving forward and you keep seeing results. When you start to get really good at it, hey, I'm going to take away one of the bumpers. When you start to get really good at avoiding that bumper, we take the other one away. And when you start to get good at bowling, we, as the bumpers, can go away and you can keep doing exactly what you're doing. Because now you know how to troubleshoot everything for yourself. I say it all the fucking time, especially on TikTok, that I'm coaching people to make myself redundant. And if you're a client listening to this, you already know that it's true. And the reason that we do that, or how we're so good at doing that, or how we consistently do that, is by looking at what you can add into your life. We're not looking at taking anything away, at least in the beginning stages. Most people come to that conclusion by themselves, where they say, you know what, this isn't serving me, or this isn't benefiting me, or this is harming me more than it's helping me. I'd really like to get rid of this habit, for example, smoking or drinking or this or that or whatever it is. People already know what is not good for them that they're doing. Did I say that right? People already know what they're doing that isn't good for them. There we go. Wording. We love it. So there's no point in someone coming in and they go, oh yeah, I do this, 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 this. This is my entire lifestyle. Asterisk. I'm a smoker as well. I probably smoke about 6-7 cigarettes a day. There is no point in me coming in and going, right, well, you're going to cut that shit out. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to take you if you're smoking. And everything we're doing here, this is why it's so bad for you, and this, and this is why it's killing you, and this and that. There's no point in me going on a rant and getting angry about it, because it's not going to fucking do anything. That person already knows what is going on and what smoking is doing to them. Instead, if I start adding in strength training and a bit of cardio and just say, you know what, just do that 3 days a week. That's all I want. 30 minutes. 15 minutes cardio at the gym and 15 minutes, you know what, let's just go 5 minutes. This is going to be the most random program in the world. 5 minutes of just push-ups, as many as you can in 5 minutes. And then 5 minutes of lat pull down and then 5 minutes of a deadlift. I don't know. I'm just making shit up right now. Feel free to try it out and see if it works. But 15 minutes of strength, 15 minutes of cardio. That's all I want you to do 3 days a week. When they start adding in a consistent exercise routine, how do you think they're going to feel when they start doing it and they're 2 minutes in on the treadmill and they're fucking coughing up a lung and they're not doing that great? And they go, oh my God, this was terrible. And I'm like, sweet. All right, let's do 5 minutes of cardio. And oh my God, what is that? 30 minus five, 25. Oh my God. Nailing the math this morning. I'm not doing well. 5 minutes of cardio, 25 minutes of strength training, because they've got more rest time during the strength training. Over time, they get up to 5 minutes. Fantastic. Now let's do seven. Now let's do nine. Now let's do 10. Let's do 15. All that stuff. Build it up slowly over time. They are going to reach a point where they say, you know what? Maybe I'm going to have to give up smoking. Or maybe I just have two a day. Or maybe I do this. They're going to take care of that themselves because they start feeling better through just going to the gym 3 days a week. Maybe they end up doing it 4 days a week. But they know what is shit for them and they're going to take it out. There's no point in me getting angry and being like, you have to do this because I say so in my philosophy and blah, blah, blah. Which is why we build everything out around the person based on what they can add into their life. So if I come in and just say restrict, 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 they're going to have the mindset of I have to keep taking things away from my life. Particularly when it comes to calories, they're going to do a deficit of, let's just say, let's use arbitrary numbers. They're going to do a deficit of 1,700 calories. If they hit 1,700 calories a day, that's their deficit. Eventually over time, the metabolism will start to slow down ever so slightly, but the weight loss will start to plateau in some degree. And they go, oh my God, I have to go into even more of a deficit now because the weight loss has slowed down. It's not where it was. How do I fix that? Let's go into more of a deficit. Rightio. So they go to 1,500. Same thing happens. They go to 1,300. Same thing happens. They go to 1,200. Same thing happens. But at that point, they're so tired, lethargic, not sleeping. If it's a woman, probably lost their period at some point during this. And they're just ultimately feeling shit. Mental health, in the toilet. Performance at the gym, gone. Recovery, not there. Everything about that deficit is screaming that it's too much and they need to get out of it. There is not much that person can do to get out of it other than let's add in a whole bunch of calories and reverse diet our way back out of it. Most people, particularly general populace, which is most people obviously watching this, most people don't know how to do a reverse diet. Particularly if we're tracking calories and there's any sort of external factor like eating disorders or eating issues or anything like that that come into play, or any mental illnesses, let's go with that, any mental illnesses or mental health issues that come into play as well, specifically for nutrition, we have to take that into account as well to say, how do we get out of this massive deficit? Well, we need to start eating more food. Well, hang on a minute, I'm not doing that because the last time I ate more than 1,500 calories, I put on 2 kilos and did this and did that and it was fucking horrible. Which, by the way, I can't remember if I've said it in a previous one. Maybe even said it in a TikTok, but hey, here we go. The most common reason why people believe, particularly women, that if they look at something more than 1,700 calories, 1,800 calories, if they eat something more than whatever number, most people do have a particular number where they say, oh, I can't eat more than 1,500 calories. As soon as I do, I bloat and put on heaps of weight. So I just cannot eat more than 1,500 calories. And if that were true and they couldn't eat more than 1,500 calories, then they wouldn't be 20, 30, 40 kilos of weight loss needed. They wouldn't be needing to see drastic amounts of weight loss. What's actually happening there, and it's not their fault, it's just the way that they've been taught with nutrition, mainly from shit coaches and trainers in the past, just being like, well, don't eat more than 1,500 or 1,200 or this or that or whatever. That thought system, belief system, has just ingrained itself in their body so fucking hard, or in their mind so hard, because whenever they did eat more than 1,500 or they tracked it, yeah, they typically bloated and they typically did put on some weight or see a gain on the scale. It's not because they ate more than 1,500 calories, and I'm speaking just from past experience, from the amount of clients that I've worked with in the past. Where they have seen this happen is usually around their cycle, particularly in the last week leading into their cycle, where aldosterone is going to be really high, which is it's a hormone that basically makes you reabsorb sodium and water. So you're not only bloating a little bit because your body is trying to hold on to resources because of the impending menstruation that is coming on. You're about to lose some blood. So the body goes, hell, holy fuck, let's not do that. We need to absorb everything. So it gets ready for that menstruation. When that is happening, the scale goes up. The fun thing with that in the lead-in to menstruation is your BMR is also going to go up by about 10%, which means your base level calories burned is going to increase by about 10%, which means if you're in a deficit of 500 calories, your BMR in the lead into your menstruation period goes up by another 10%. That 500 calories is now going to be most likely a 640 calorie deficit just from you not adjusting your nutrition. So it's no wonder that the lead in to your menstruation period is going to be fucking deathly of trying to ignore the cravings. You are so goddamn hungry. You're tired, you're cranky, you're irritable. Mix all of the hormones that are flowing through your body with the added thing or the added problem of being in a calorie deficit. We don't do well, people, regardless of gender, we don't do well in calorie deficits. If you throw in a menstrual cycle on top of that and they lead into it with all of the hormones and cravings that are getting involved in there, it's going to be a shit time. That whole cocktail of what the fuck is going on right now, that whole cocktail is usually when the willpower is at its lowest for very obvious reasons. And that's where women have the higher intake of calories and they go above, let's just say the 1500. They go above 1500 to 1800 calories. So then every time that they've eaten above 1800 calories, it's at the time where they're already bloating. Then they're reabsorbing to get the bloat in there as well. The types of food that they're typically having are typically carb dense. Carbs are very good at holding on to water. So then by that period, you have three things that are adding to the bloating and the scales of, oh my God, I gained weight. So then that's where the belief system comes in of, I cannot eat more than 1500 calories because every time I do, I gain 2 or 3 kilos. When in actuality, there are three massive roles or pivotal points here at play that are causing that scale to jump up as much as it has. But it just so happens to be coming so consistently on almost that same cycle of sticking to the deficit for as long as you can. And then the last week of the menstrual cycle comes in. Then you've got the reabsorption of sodium, which is obviously going to reabsorb more water. And then if you're having higher carbs, carbs are just going to hold on to water, which is why when you do keto, they say get a fuckload of sodium and water in you because carbs hold on to water. And when they disappear from your diet, you get dehydrated as fuck, which is why everyone sees a massive drop in keto in, oh my God, which is why everyone sees a massive drop in weight loss when doing keto because it dehydrates the fuck out of you. And there's even studies out there that have put different diets with different names with the same calories and same protein, and they have measured them across 12 weeks, the weight loss, the fat loss results are the exact same. They're almost insignificantly different. It doesn't matter what diet you are doing. If the calories and protein are equated, they're going to give you the exact same thing if you are adherent to them. That's why it doesn't matter what the fuck you do or what you remove from your diet or what you add in or this and that. It's more important of finding something that works for you, that you enjoy, because there's literally fucking studies out here that say, none of it fucking matters. Do whatever you want. As long as you're adherent to it and enjoy it, your results will be the same. There are scientific papers that state this. People that are a lot smarter than you and me have come up and said, yeah, it doesn't fucking matter. Do whatever you want. As long as calories and protein are equated and you feel happy and healthy, go for it. That's it. That's that. If everyone could just understand that and do that, fantastic. But finding out what works for you is the pain in the ass. Because of the grocery store charlatans, because of all the shit on social media, just to make a couple grand a month in quote unquote passive income, which doesn't make sense, but the fuckwits out there that are just trying to ruin people's lives because they want to make an extra $1,972 a month in MLM, auto shipping and affiliate links. It doesn't seem worth it to me. It really doesn't. If one person got a hold of my content where I said something wrong and it harmed them in a minor inconvenience. And they said, oh my God, I tried this thing that Trav said and it didn't work out. And I had to go to the doctors and then it led to this and then this. And it turns out nothing was wrong, but it did spark this. And Trav said that it would work for me. That to me would be like, oh my God, I fucked up in a major way. And I would take that to heart to be like, oh my God, I really have to change what I'm doing. But there's heaps of people out there that just seem to be like, oh yeah, well, nothing was wrong. Cool. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. But anywho, I digress. I'm not going to change any of their minds. They're soulless pricks and we hope they go bankrupt. So any whoosies, start adding things into your life. Is the crux of what we're getting at. You don't need to worry about taking things out of your life like seed oils or carbs or this or that. Obviously, if you want to experiment with it to see if it works for you, then fantastic, go for it. But there's not a whole heap that you need to do or remove from your diet. If you keep restricting, keep restricting, keep restricting, you're going to have nothing left. And the same thing I say to all my transformation clients, pretty much just everyone, really. You have to have your needs addressed before you go for your wants. So if you're not sleeping well, if you're not getting enough water, protein, if you're not getting these things that are basically, hey, let's add in a night routine, a morning routine, a gym routine, a this, that, whatever. Let's add these things in because they help address your needs, your physical needs, your emotional needs, your mental needs. When all of those needs are met, which are very baseline, basic principles that everyone can do, it doesn't matter how much time you have in your day or your responsibilities or anything. These are all shit that anybody can do. And I wholeheartedly believe that. I was going to try and say something fancy, but I wholeheartedly believe it. Because they're things that you have to do in your normal day anyway. It just maybe takes an extra 5 minutes of brain power to start the thing. Once your needs are met, then you can do what you want. Then you will have the space to go for weight loss because you want to lose weight loss, because you want to do these things. And what we often end up finding is when we address our clients' needs, their wants end up happening as a part of that because they go, oh, I need to spend more time with my family. I need to just get away from work. I need to do this. I need to do that. Basically, what is the dream lifestyle that they want? What are the things that we need to do to be able to hit that? Not in the sense of, well, I'm going to have to go to the gym and be in a calorie deficit and do this. Not the logistics of how you achieve it, but the needs of what would that person need in their life? How would they act? What would their belief systems be? What would they be doing on a daily basis? Their habits and all that shit. When you start getting that, in terms of the type of person that consistently shows up, those needs are being met because you're more present. You're able to spend more time with your partner or kids or family or friends or whatever it is, because then that's emotional connection. You're able to have more time and set more boundaries for yourself because you're less stressed. So you're able to think a little bit more clearly. You're able to time schedule or just manage yourself a bit better. There's less emotional responses coming in now because you're less stressed. You're getting better sleep and your bodily functions and processes are also happening a hell of a lot easier because you've created that space for yourself. So you can see why it's so fucking easy for our clients to see results. And the biggest complaint we get is, why am I doing all of this and it's so simple and it's working? Where's the pain? Where's the annoyance? Where's the inconvenient, oh my God, I have to follow this meal plan? It doesn't fucking happen. It's very easy, very simple to do, but not many people do it. And it is a pain in the ass when people come in and they go, oh my God, it was this simple this whole time. Like, yeah, you just needed someone to help you figure out how to prioritize yourself, but tangibly do that on the back end as well so you can start living it. And when we start doing that, we go, well, we're not needed here, and we fade into the distance. And that's really cool. It's a fucking awesome program and thing, and I'm very proud of the whole business really that I've created, because it definitely goes against all the shit that I'm talking about right now of charlatans and fear-mongering and all that fun stuff. So yeah. All of that has been founded off the back of, what do you need to add into your life to make it better? Because naturally, the things that are holding you back, or the things that you don't like, or the things that you know that are bad but you can't get away from them, all of those things naturally start to disappear when you just start adding things into your life. If you start going to the gym, yeah, you may have a lot of fun with it. You may see some results from it. You may go, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm going to start looking into how to lose more fat through nutrition. And we've had a handful of people, I'm not going to say it's a whole lot of people, but we've had a handful of people go through our program and go, you know what, that was really interesting with how nutrition played with my mind and my body and how it could manipulate sleep and this and that, all just from nutrition. And they've gone to university to study nutrition because it just sparked something in them that they were really passionate about. And that's awesome. I love sparking all those things. If someone can find a passion through the program, just in life in general, really, then fantastic. Go for it. Chase it. Do it. That's what we want. If you've got the ability to do so, we love it. So yeah, start adding things in. Start adding in a strength training session. Start adding in some protein. Add in some yoga before bed. Add in a Pilates class. Add in some extra fiber. Can you add in some disconnection time? Which can come off a little bit of like, well, get away from your phone. But it's more of, can you be more with yourself? Can you be more with your friends and family and this and that? Can you enjoy and be present in your life without having to have a phone on your person? And the fact that not having a phone on your person, obviously I get it, social situations, you need to have a phone on you for emergencies and all that fun stuff. In terms of not having a phone on your person, leave it on the kitchen bench, go to the couch and sit down, watch a movie and maybe just be with a friend or your partner or yourself or your dog or your cat or whatever, or your pet lizard or your fucking turtle. I don't know. Drag the tank over. Make Shelley watch that goddamn Sing 2 movie with you that you've been wanting to watch for a while. Make it happen. Have that disconnection time to just be with yourself, because not many people can do it. And the fact of what I was saying before, the fact that not a lot of people can be present and calm without having their phone on them, like if they left their phone somewhere, they would have a fucking panic attack. That's the state of how much power our fucking phones are holding on us. That if you can't be present, like I went to the park the other day, forgot my phone. I went to go get a haircut, forgot my phone. I went to go do a few of these things that I just do on a daily basis, forgot my phone for a few of them. And I went, oh, fuck, is that at home? No, I think it is. Okay. And then I went back to the car. Oh, it was the gym. My God, I left my phone at home when I went to the gym. Went to the gym, and obviously, there's my music. Immediately gone. There's the Critical Role that I watch on the treadmill. Gone. Everything that I normally do, gone. Went to the car, went to go find it, wasn't there. Fuck, it's at home. And I went, all right, well, and there's my program on there as well. Went, all right, well, I know what I'm doing, roughly. Suppose I just get to focus on the workouts a bit more. And it was one of the best sessions that I've had in a while because there was no distraction. There was no Instagram or Discord, checking my DMs, talking to the team, talking to clients, getting all this shit sorted, getting into my head. Oh, fuck, it's been 6 minutes. I better do a set. Doing a set. I just got to be present and be with myself. Yeah, I was still with my thoughts and thinking about business and all the fun stuff that I always think about, but I was just there and having fun. And I was like, all right. And then I got home, made breakfast, did all the stuff. And I went, where the fuck is my phone? I didn't even touch it when I got home because I was just able to be present. But not a lot of people have that. It's not even a skill set, but I'm going to say that it is. Not a lot of people have that skill set to be present and be calm and content with where they are in life, let alone just without their phone for an hour or two. So if you can have some time to yourself, fantastic. Family, friends, add in a strength training, more protein, more fiber, more veggies and micronutrients. How do you make your life more colorful? Not just on your plate, but just in general. How do you go from being fucking beige? Which, by the way, side note, why on Instagram is everyone's fucking house the exact same? It's all gray and beige and bullshit. And I don't know why it annoys me as much as it does, but every house is the goddamn same. And I understand from like builders, and they've got basically copy and paste plans that they build, particularly townhouses. I completely get that. But why are the decorations the exact same? Come on. Are we all getting the same shit? Like, I understand, hey, here's this Amazon thing that I found and you can buy it in my link in bio. I get that because people are just, you know, affiliate marketing, doing what they do. That's their job. But my God, pick a fucking different color scheme. Pick something that's fun. It's your home. Make it your home. Make it fun. Don't be like every other home in the fucking world. It doesn't have to be gray and beige and this and that. I say that as our living room is gray and a bit beige, but we're trying to figure out how the fuck to add more color to it and figure it out. So hypocrisy, thy name is my living room. But yeah, which reminds me, I have to put my poster up and I have to buy three more. That's two. I held up two fingers. Three. I need to buy three more. I'm going to get Zeus, Hades and Poseidon and I'm going to hang them up the top and I can already see where I'm going to put them. But in order to buy them, they're going to be about $200. And I don't exactly want to buy them just yet. So yeah, I hate spending money on myself. But anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Add things into your life. That is all that we are wanting to do. If you see someone that is fear-mongering on social media, they're shirtless and in a grocery store, they're just in a grocery store. If you see them going, oh my God, did you see how bad this thing is? You should avoid it at all costs, please. Please stop having this diet. Stop having this and that and whatever. Everything is going to be dosage. I have, thankfully, no medical issues when it comes to, oh my God, as I say that, my face fucking imploded on me. Jesus. I have no medical issues when it comes to nutrition. I am, by all accounts, the world's most average man. I am height, weight, basically the spot on average. The only difference for me is I have a, I can actually say this now with proof, I have higher lean body mass and less body fat percentage, but in terms of height and weight, the exact same. In terms of exact spot on of average. In terms of energy expenditure needed, I'm like 350 or 400 calories above the average of like 2000 calories, because I burn about 2300 a day. And the average adult diet is for a man is about 2000 calories a day. So I'm slightly above that. The reason I'm saying all of this is because I am pretty much spot on average. The only thing that I have done is consistently do strength training. For multiple years in there, I was half-assing my strength training. I'd have a session here or there where I'd push like to failure every so often and be like, I wonder how strong I am. Turns out I was not very strong, but it still sucked. I'm incredibly average by all metrics, by all measurements. And I've done nothing impressive with my strength training, with my going to the gym, with my doing this and that, whatever. I just kept consistently doing things. And even when I didn't feel like doing them, I just half-assed them because, hey, why the fuck not? When I was feeling absolutely dead and didn't want to do it, guess what? I didn't do it. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the most disciplined person in the world. I'm going to push and hustle and grind. I did early days, and that's why I'm burnt out and have a lot of mental disorders. But hey, we figure them out together. And speaking of being completely average, I'm in therapy as well. So hey, we're still there. And doing all of that with all of that context of being average and underwhelming and not being that great at life, I still have a pretty good life. In terms of nutrition, I've never avoided anything particular. I'm not dead. I'm still here. I'm doing well. I haven't not eaten cereal. I haven't not eaten that donut. I haven't like avoided doing whatever the fuck. Insert video that is scaring the shit out of you on TikTok at the moment. I have not avoided that thing that they're constantly screaming about in the supermarkets, whether it's dye, whether it's oatmeal, whether it's processed food, whether it's this, that, whatever they could come up with to create a deficiency so they can sell a product in their LinkedIn bio to make just under $2,000 a month as an MLM affiliate marketer. I have not avoided anything that they have said, and yet I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm healthy. I'm doing things. I'm sleeping well. I have a fresh haircut, so things are looking up for me. I'm feeling pretty good, and I've not done a single thing that grocery store charlatans have told me to do, and I'm still pretty fucking good. So consistently add things to your life that are going to impact you in a positive way. You don't even have to know if they're going to impact you in a positive way. You just have to be willing to try to figure out if it's going to impact you in a positive way. And if it does, fantastic. You keep it in there. If it doesn't, but you still like enjoy it, that's still a positive impact. Something that a client has taken action on, which was from a podcast a while ago, I said, if you make a change that you think is going to improve your life and it doesn't do anything in terms of metrics, it doesn't worsen your life, then keep doing it because it may have a compounding effect again and again and again and again. The reason why I do sessions when I feel completely shit, 75% of the time I'm going to go to the gym anyway if I feel shit. 25% of the time I'm going to take a day off, reschedule and figure it out later. But that 75% of the time, hey, I'm glad I did it. Ooh, I'm maintaining, I'm doing my thing, I'm doing my life, I'm doing me, and that's okay. You don't have to be amazing at everything. You can just figure it out as you go. So yeah, that's it. That is us. We're all done. Figure out what you can add into your life. For the love of God, take it one step at a time. Nearly broke myself there for a second. I'm super proud of myself. Let me just hide that emotional response for a second. I'm super proud of myself and the work that I'm putting in because Simply Happy Healthy is coming together. My incredibly high standards are both working against me and for me because it's creating so much fucking work for myself, but it's going to pay off massively in the long run. And by the long run, I mean by July. So that program is coming. I'm super happy with it. It's going to be membership site style, but then there's going to be 2 group coaching calls a week. And really trying to personalize everything in a one-on-one setting for Simply Happy Healthy, which is a new program that's coming in July. The content that is in there is everything that I wish I could put out to the world for free, which I mean, I am doing in some capacity. I'm putting 80% of it out there for free anyway, which if you went through my entire TikTok, just as a side note, if you went through my entire TikTok and listened to all of my podcasts and you put 2 out of every 10 or 1 out of every 5 things that I said into action, that would be transformation program done. You don't have to sign up because you've just done all the things. And that's why I do the podcast, to give people a hell of a lot of free shit. So yeah, the program is coming in July. It's called Simply Happy and Healthy. Membership site, the amount of content that is in there is going to be amazing. And I literally just finished, you know what? I'm going to give you a little bit of a sneak peek right now. I literally just finished, where is it? Simply Happy Healthy. I actually have a separate board for it on my to-do thing because it's just so fucking much. Possible additions, where is this? Oh, I've got to put this in one of the different modules that I'm going to be doing. But how to create a flexible routine. And that's going to be something. I'm going to have to figure out where to put that into the modules. But just in the bonus education, how I calculate calories and macros and how you can too. So how to figure out your calorie deficit, your protein, carbs, fiber, fats, everything that goes through my mind when I get a new client in and they go, hey, figure out my nutrition for me. I break all of that down and say, this is what I do. And I give you a real life example of Karen, because there's always a Karen. Put that in there and I say, this is how I would calculate Karen's calories and macros. How and when to change calories and macros using the Semper-Fi method, which is something that I came up with. Obviously, Semper-Fi is not my thing. It's a military thing. But Semper-Fi is the method that I use to be able to tell if there's any red flags that are being displayed from clients. I break down that whole system for myself as well, and for you to go, this is what I'm actually looking for any potential red flags. Do I need to pull a person out of a deficit? How would I pull them out of a deficit? How would I recalculate it? What would I add in? How would I coach them through it? All of that is in one video, just in the bonus content as well. How to read nutritional tables and how to break them down, how and why to incorporate movement. That's something that I'm not 100% sure on if I'm gonna add in, because to be completely honest, I'm thinking about adding in a team training program where I just go, you know what, just train with me if you want to. And then we can talk about that as well as a part of the program, just because I think it would be really fucking cool. Procrastination and ADHD tips. How to do everything that we're doing here if you have ADHD. And this is new for me as well, going through ADHD tips. So again, take that with a whole fucking bag of salt. But having procrastination tips, ADHD tips, the mindset, perfectionism, defense mechanisms that come in for why you procrastinate in the first place, most likely, just spoiler alert, most likely there is something that happened ages ago or long ago in your life where something wasn't good enough and you got made fun of, or you felt judged, or you felt guilty, or you tried to do something that you were really proud of and you got made fun of it. So now whenever you have perfectionism tendencies, you go, oh, it's not good enough. I don't want to put it out to the world, because you don't think that it's going to be good enough, because you associate with never being good enough. So how to get through that, how to break through your defense mechanisms, particularly these ones. I pointed to my head for people that are listening. And then also ADHD tips, how to break through them as well and how to make things a little bit easier. Take that with a grain of salt, because my ADHD symptoms when I'm unmedicated are mild to moderate. So I can still function, not great, but I can still function without my medication. Whereas I work with some clients who they don't have the medication and they are in a massive heap of shit. And it's not great. But there's still some things we can do even without that to push through it as well. I'm very good at this mindset stuff, which is actually alarming to say that I'm actually good at something. There's going to be about 10 modules, I believe, which should take us about 12 weeks to go through, because the idea of this is to consume 2 videos, which go for about 20 to 40 minutes each, depending on how in-depth the video is. I'm trying to keep them to about 20 minutes because focus and attention. But some modules, there's going to be minimum 2 in every module that we do, which is going to be 20 videos per. There's also, it's not just, here's this massive learning and this awesome stuff that's happening, and then hope that you take notes and figure it out. To end every single video that I have done for Simply Happy Healthy, there is also a focus point in there as well, which is basically homework to say, hey, when you've watched this for this week, based on what you've just consumed, the notes that you've got, the blah, 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 everything that you've just learned, hopefully you've got some notes and whatever. This week, with everything you've just gone through, focus on doing this. And if you've already done that, do this. So It is honestly, this program is me trying to replace myself in trying to cover as many bases as I can. It's also going to be a dynamic program. And what that means is if I think of something that's going to be awesome to add in, I will film it, create it, and put it into the membership site so that obviously active members in there can still get that as well. So it's not just once it's done, that's it. It's constantly improving and evolving, which is going to take a lot of fucking time to service, but I'm super happy with it. I'm super proud of it. Not only that, of how valuable it's going to be for everyone. For myself, it feels sustainable that I'm not going to burn out once this, I'm fucking burning out now, let me tell you. But once it's done and it's created, then honestly, I'm not going to build and put a fucking single thing into it for probably 2 months because it's taking every waking moment of myself to get it up and ready and running. But once it's done, then I'm not going to burn out because it does feel sustainable to be able to get that done and multiple group coaching calls along the way. The thing I like most about it is because I have been, I know that this is just me ranting about how proud I am of myself, so you can all fucking suck it. The thing that I am most proud of with this is because of the amount of masterminds, group sessions, programs, online shit that I have done, the thing that I hate most about all of them is when you do a group coaching call, you have to fight to be heard. And that's what I hate because I'm very much an introvert. And that may surprise a lot of people, but I'm an introvert with an extremely high level of social skills. And I'm okay with that. But doing a service-based job as an introvert with high level of fucking communication skills, social skills. That wasn't ironic at all. Doing all of that is very draining. Yeah, I just think it's going to be really sustainable. And I forgot what I was talking about. Thumbs up for everyone involved. So I really like it. I think it's going to be awesome. I am currently in the middle of creating module 5, which is standards versus expectations. That's going to be a fun one. Decrease your expectations, increase your standards, which is basically just going about how do you increase your internal thought patterns, belief systems, responses, all that shit. How do you make yourself better without having to rely on other people or external factors to be able to justify yourself, basically. For example, the scales. They are an external validator. How do you get away from the scales being an external validator? You raise up your standards. How do you get away from someone at work pissing you off because they're not doing work or living up to the way that you would do things if you were in their position, or they're just not taking advantage of something that they should be doing, or this, that, whatever? You decrease your expectations, you raise your standards, and that's going to be super fun. That's one video that's in module 5. So yeah, most of it is around your belief systems, your mindset, and specifically nutrition. And it's combating toxic diet culture and how to improve your life by adding things into it, but specifically mainly revolving around nutrition. Because that is the biggest thing that I often get questions about, which is nutrition and mindset. So that's why I've made this program. I'm probably going to chuck some things in the background as well, just to be like, hey, if you want to work out, here's some things for you. But at the moment, the priority is just getting the modules done and then filming the bonus education and redoing them, because I've already got some of them. But honestly, me being me, they weren't good enough when I filmed them and one of them went for 50 minutes. And I said, nope, that's way too long. I can do it better. I can redo it. I can remake it. I can do it better with more information in 30 minutes. So deleted the whole thing to force me to do it again, because that's just the type of fucking self-sabotage person that I am. But I have really high standards of myself and for this program. So expectations are obviously through the roof for it. But again, that's me to manage and that's not on you. But hey, we'll get there and we'll figure it out. In the meantime, that's a massive, not even a sneak peek. That's what's coming your way in July. But big specials coming in June and announcements and things like that. April, May, June. Fucking hell, we are nearly there. That was a visceral reaction. But anyway, hopefully you can start adding things into your life and start improving your life without having to worry about the fear-mongering shit talkers on social media. If you liked this, if you're excited for specifically Simply Happy Healthy, then please join the mailing list if you haven't already. There's a link in bio, TikTok, Instagram, wherever. That mailing list is mainly for the mindset newsletter that I drop every Monday. We also have one from Laura that gets dropped every Thursday. Both of them are 9 a.m. on the dot, unless we have a specific giveaway or special or something like that to go. And I'm saying that because I'm recording this in the week where Laura's Your Mindful Movement has just launched, and that's all super exciting. Which, by the way, that is live, that is up, that is open. You can purchase it right now. All discounts and stuff by the time that I say this will be finished for people that are watching on TikTok, Instagram, TikTok bio. You can use code LAUNCH10 for Your Mindful Movement, and it saves you 10% on the lifetime of your membership so long as it's active. So feel free to check that out after this. But yeah, I'm going to run a massive special for Simply Happy Healthy as well. And that's going to be late June. Mailing list will have all of that first, and then Instagram, because we can schedule those things. And then it will just be plastered all over TikTok, because I will just be constantly pulling my phone up and talking about it because I'm fucking excited for it. So anyway, add things into your life, have fun, enjoy who you are, what you do, your life, all that fun shit. And I will see you in the next one. If you want coaching information, link in bio, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au, Unfuck Yourself Transformation Program. I would love to work with you. I've got 3 spots open for people that are TikTok live. I have 3 spots that are open for transformation programs. These are all my active clients. You can see on these post-it notes here. And these are the post-it notes that are left for all of 2024 for transformation clients. There's not many spots available. So yeah, if you want to get involved, do that. But otherwise, if this was valuable for you, if this podcast was valuable for you, please, if you haven't already, leave a review. 5 stars, do stuff. Please rate, comment, subscribe, do all the fun shit. Insert, please help me for free here for 5 seconds of your time. And that would be amazing. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next one.